New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced a ban to issuing permits for offshore oil and gas explorations. The issue will not affect current operations, instead only preventing further expansion of the industry. The move has been criticised by the opposition National Party as economic vandalism. The Wire's Chris Dastour spoke to Anna Bracewell-Worrell, News Hub political digital reporter, about the implications of the ban.
One of the earliest big statements that Jacinda Ardern said, actually as early as on the campaign trail, was that climate change is her generation's nuclear-free moment. And that's a reference to a decision made by New Zealand in the 1980s to stay nuclear-free. And as a result of that huge statement that she made, she's really got to make some concrete actions when it comes to fossil fuels and climate emissions. Despite this being a big announcement, though, it is going to take a very long time to actually kick into action. So any current mining permits won't be affected. Some of them have a duration of up to 40 years. So we are looking at a bit of a slow rollout. One of the interesting aspects of this actually is the timing. The Prime Minister is about to head over to CHOGM, the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, and she'll be quite stoked to have something as big and solid as this to be able to announce on the world stage.
So what would the actual implications be? Because as you said, this doesn't affect any pre-existing drilling operations.
Well, the opposition is saying it's going to have a fairly immediate effect because decisions about the future are being made all the time in the oil and gas industry, and they may decide to invest in other countries that aren't going to put an end date basically on exploration for oil and gas. It is a little bit difficult to say at this stage exactly what the effect will be, but there is one particular region in New Zealand that will undoubtedly be reshaped by this policy, and that is Taranaki, which is a rural area that is on one of the wings of the North Island, a centre of oil and gas, and it's quite wealthy because of that. And there are a couple of thousand people there that are employed in the industry. So it's not a massive industry, not comparable to Australia, but to that region it will have a big effect. Hard to say how soon.
How much of an effect to helping climate change or helping prevent climate change will this really have? Because as the opposition has said to this, as you've mentioned before, businesses will still just go drill somewhere else. Is it likely to have a tangible effect?
That's an excellent question that you pose. And the opposition is saying that cynically, the demand is still going to be there for these fossil fuels and for gas and for oil. So nothing necessarily is going to change as far as emissions go. However, the government does have a longer-term plan of moving toward a much lower carbon economy and to net zero carbon emissions. We're yet to see details. This is still a fairly new government, 6 months in, so we're not too sure yet about how the demand side of things is going to change at all.
Despite that, as you mentioned, them being a new government, wouldn't it be expected that they have a more concrete plan to how they were going to deal with bringing in more green energy policies?
Yeah, totally. Indeed, I think you've nailed it. It is complicated slightly in that it is a coalition government, and probably one of the most coalition-y governments we've ever seen, if you allow me to use that word, because we have a full coalition with a party that is focused on the regions called New Zealand First, and this party appears to be somewhat reluctantly supporting this policy. And then on the other government support party is the Greens, and they're in confidence and supply, so not as strongly tied to the government as New Zealand First. But the Greens are absolutely stoked with this policy, although they would like to see winding down of further onshore drilling sooner than it's happening. We've got 3 years left of that.
And the ban to the drilling doesn't have any effect on the local market at all? This is stuff that was likely going to just be for export, is that correct?
As far as day-to-day energy goes, we do mostly use renewable energy. I think we're about 70% renewable. Most of it's hydro or wind-powered. So we have a fairly secure energy supply there.
That was Anna Bracewell-Worrell, News Hub political digital reporter, speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastour.